Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any person with common sense and two eyes would have concluded that this virus almost certainly came from a laboratory. I was pleased to see that CIA has now reached that same conclusion. And as Director Ratcliffe said, that happened on Joe Biden's watch. I read that report before Director Ratcliffe publicized it. It happened in the final week of the Biden administration. It cannot be accused of a politicized intelligence assessment. That's the best evidence we have.
Well, the official position of the CIA is that the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China. What is that going to mean for the rest of the world? Is there any sort of follow-up that we're going to have when we take account for that? We're going to ask our attorney general here in the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, who is back with us once again. Happy New Year. It's great to have you back.
Hey, thank you, ma'am. Happy New Year to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I got to ask you, how are you feeling 10, 11 days into this new presidency? There's a lot going on, and I'd imagine you're on the edge of your seat.
Oh, totally energized by everything the president is doing to make America great again. Bold, decisive, transformative action from the moment he was sworn in until now. I mean, he's already been to how many different states, signed how many different executive orders. I mean, this is just incredible how quickly the pace at which he's undoing the disaster that was the Biden-Harris administration. And certainly, you know, that report that came out from the CIA opining that it was a lab leak from China that caused the COVID-19 pandemic. It's something we all knew, but now we've got the documented evidence to prove it. And it makes China more culpable in unleashing that pandemic on the entire world.
Yeah, I'm reading here about how Missouri is the only state in the nation to file suit to hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable for causing and exacerbating COVID-19. Gosh, accountability, that's something we haven't really heard of, even had the expectation for. What can you get out of this type of accountability?
Well, we're asking for $25 billion, with a B, $25 billion in restitution for the people of the state of Missouri. Look, China caused the pandemic. They caused the COVID-19 pandemic, and their culpability has only increased over time as more evidence comes out. And after they caused the pandemic, they've then withheld and hoarded PPE that the people of the state of Missouri needed, and certainly the government in the state of Missouri needed, to respond to the pandemic. This is absolutely abhorrent, and the Chinese communist government should be made to pay for this. And look, the people's elected representatives in Congress contemplated that the states would have disputes against foreign entities, and so they enacted a statute. It's called the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. That's the basis for our claim. I think we're going to win. I think we're going to get $25 billion judgment against the Chinese Communist Party, and we'll seek to execute that judgment.
So let me ask you this. Attorney General Andrew Bailey here with us on the Annie Fry Show. When you're the Attorney General for a very red state in the state of Missouri and Joe Biden is the president, how does your day, your schedule change when Donald Trump becomes the president and you are still the Attorney General of that red state?
Well, we're glad to have a partner in the White House that it shares our vision for putting Americans first, putting Missourians first, protecting Missourians and our communities instead of woke, radical, left-wing, progressive ideology that only harms people and, you know, is done as a fashion statement rather than for practical good. But look, at the end of the day, the nameless, faceless bureaucrats that occupied cubicles in Washington, D.C. and the alphabet soup of the federal bureaucratic administrative state that was always unaccountable to the electorate and never sanctioned by the United States Constitution that President Trump is firing, those people don't go away. They just move to other offices and cause us problems. They're occupying offices in blue states and blue cities across the United States of America. And so the fight goes on and we have to stay vigilant. And if anyone doubts what I'm saying, look no further than Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City's tweet inviting those bureaucrats that have been fired to come work for the city of Kansas City right here in Missouri. It's deplorable. We're going to keep up on offense.
Attorney General Andrew Bailey with us right now on the Annie Frye Show. Let's talk about some of the actions that Donald Trump has taken, specifically and the most aggressively, I would say, is his unleashing of Tom Holman to extract the illegal alien criminals out of our towns, our neighborhoods, our communities. And, you know, I see a lot of emotion from people who feel as though that this is a very, very terrible thing. But then I see Tom Holman on television all the time and he's explaining, like, these are the worst of the worst people and we're getting them out of the country because they're here illegally and they're committing crimes. How does Missouri react to President Trump's initiative to clean these criminals out of our state and make sure that Missourians can live safely and securely in the state?
Well, 100% supportive of the president's efforts to, again, put Americans first. Our immigration code and our national borders mean something. And you're right. These people that are here, they broke the law to get here, and then they commit additional crimes while here. And in the state of Missouri, we're one of the last states in the nation where it's a felony offense to knowingly transport an illegal alien into or through this state. It's an anti-human trafficking measure that's absolutely a compelling state interest, given our crossroads, being at the crossroads of the nation and having an extensive interstate system. So we intend to enforce that law and partner with President Trump. I'm proud to see our governor, Mike Kehoe, on day one, minutes after he was sworn into office, signing executive orders, contemplating that we would be cooperating with the federal government using the law enforcement apparatus of the state to not only collect data, but to train with ICE to assist them in these endeavors.
You know, I'm watching my state. J.B. Pritzker has probably been the loudest mouth out there to try to talk about pushing back and not cooperating with the measures that are put in place by the new administration. Can you kind of walk me through, you know, what does Missouri have as far as choice goes to participate or to not participate in what the federal government is trying to do here?
Well, there's a codicil in the immigration code that allows a state to opt in and send law enforcement officers that are employed by the state to federal training to then partner with the federal government to augment deportation and immigration code enforcement efforts. And that's what President Kehoe has committed the state of Missouri to doing. And I think it's just the tip of the spear. I think you'll see additional resources deployed in that effort. And I think you see bills moving in the Missouri General Assembly now to compact with other states to fight back against criminal aliens and to, again, assist President Trump in the deportation efforts.
Another effort that we've seen President Trump enacting here in his first days in office has to do with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and really saying that's done. We're not doing that any longer. How do you feel as though DEI has made its way into the state of Missouri? Are you proud of what the kind of defense that Missouri has put up towards it? And will these executive orders affect the people of Missouri at all?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, look, your tax dollars will no longer be wasted on promoting people in a racist fashion and to enforce segregation in public places. That's what those DEI programs at the federal level were. So proud to see President Trump, really fulfilling the promise of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution of equal protection and due process that creates a meritocracy and dismantling those racist systems that Biden and Harris had put into place. I was proud to lead that effort here in the state of Missouri over the past 2 years, not only with lawsuits using the Missouri Human Rights Act against localities that were promoting racist policy, but also against corporations. We were the first state in the nation to sue IBM for their racist DEI program, where you had the president of IBM threatening his executives that if they didn't promote one race over another, they would miss out on their bonuses. That absolutely violates the Missouri Human Rights Act, over which the Attorney General has enforcement authority. So proud to have been on the front end of this and that it's now coming to fruition nationwide.
Andrew Bailey speaking with us right now, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. You can follow him on X at AG Andrew Bailey. We're talking a little bit about China at the beginning of our conversation here and the lawsuit against them for causing and exacerbating COVID-19. You're seeking $25 billion in damages for the people of Missouri. Another question I'm getting here from our listeners who are following us along here on the Annie Frye Show live chat is people are kind of wondering about that purchase of land that some Chinese interests have made. Is there any sort of plan in place for Chinese-owned land in the state of Missouri to correct that, what a lot of people think is an error?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a statute on the books now that limits how much foreign ownership of land is allowed, and certainly that's something we monitor constantly to ensure that Missouri farmland is utilized by Missouri farmers. But beyond that, I would say that this lawsuit is really the vehicle by which we can course correct. China hadn't shown up to court. They were served and provided due process, but that's how little they think of these United States of America, that they couldn't even be bothered to show up in court. Well, if they had a case to put on, if they weren't guilty of inflicting COVID on the rest of us and then hoarding PPE, they would have shown up in court. They didn't. That's why we're going to get the default judgment for $25 billion. And the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, again, that's a statute enacted by the people's elected representatives in Congress, contemplates a method by which a state can then execute that kind of judgment. So China's not going to send us a check. We're going to have to go find Chinese assets, have them seized and sold, and then that money returned to the state of Missouri. So certainly that farmland's on the table.
That was a nice little wrap around on points there. I appreciate that. That's very interesting. Andrew Bailey with us right now. Before we let you go, I understand Pam Bondi was voted out of committee. She's going to be up for her full confirmation vote shortly. Does it, when you're working with an attorney general that is politically aligned with you, do you expect things to start moving at a rapid pace here? Does that take a little pressure off of you because now it's happening at the federal level? What do you think of the possible approval here of Pam Bondi and what happens next?
Well, I'm encouraged that that's moved out of committee and would encourage the Senate to go ahead and confirm her instantly. I know General Pam Bondi, have had the opportunity to meet with her and for her to articulate her vision for the Department of Justice, and it perfectly aligns with President Trump's vision for America and with our vision for the state of Missouri. Look, Pam Bondi has been a state attorney general. She was attorney general in Florida, so she's done the job that I now do here in Missouri. She's seen it at the state level. She knows how to do it in the federal level. She's going to make America safe again by getting rid of the terrorists that have infiltrated this country, ending the scourge of fentanyl and human trafficking that have been the result of the Biden-Harris administration's porous and open border.
Well, Andrew Bailey, you're a very busy man. We understand that. We appreciate it. And we love to see how you are hustling for the people of Missouri. I know they love it as well. So don't be a stranger. Come back soon and let us know how you continue your progress in fighting for the taxpayers, the citizens of this state and this country. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, ma'am. God bless you and your listeners. Look forward to talking again soon.
All right. God bless you as well. Andrew Bailey, appreciate the opportunity to speak with him. I did not. A lot of times I know the answers to the questions I'm asking, or at least I can't say them the way they would with the facts, but I did not connect that $25 billion. And fine, we'll take your land back.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I just like I like thinking outside the box. I mean, that's what we're seeing across the board right now is just people going, well, why do we have to do things that way?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing people creatively come up with solutions is fun.
Just seize your assets. man. Well, you know how Chuck Schumer feels about that. I will play that at least six more times today. Just you wait.
Maybe before the end of the hour, six more times.
It's possible. I doubt it'll happen in Wiggins America.
No.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how that would come
like
up.
A cold shower.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did not even mean to make the pun I just made.
People are like, what?
What are they talking about?
I'm going to play it for you again here in a little bit. But before we go to a break, it is National School Choice Week, which is pretty amazing. The fact that you could, you know, choose where your child is going to go to school, how your child's going to learn, if a specific school in your area is failing, you don't have to send your kids there and watch them fail forward on your children. School choice is so important. I really am hopeful that the Trump administration will champion school choice. We haven't seen the Secretary of Education hearings yet. That will become, I think, a big topic of conversation just a little bit downstream from Secretary of Defense and Attorney General and the types of conversations we've seen so far. This is on our show this week, National Lutheran Schools Week. So today we are addressing to like the person that is to our studio left. So if you don't know this, if you've ever checked in the YouTube, you might have an idea, but maybe not. To my left is Brad. To Brad's left is Ethan. To Ethan's left is Ryan. And to Ryan's left is me.
Yeah.
2 o'clock's gonna
funny
be
funny how that turned out.
Two o'clock. Well, you were the last one to respond. Everybody was on board. You didn't respond till this morning.
That's true.
That's on you.
Well, I saw it last minute.
Uh-huh.
And so my costume reflects that.
You're saying you put in less effort to get ready than I normally would?
No. I did put a decent amount of effort in.
2 o'clock.
But
do you think that at 2 o'clock is it like reveal worthy? Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Mary,
yeah.
Todd Lincoln.
Yes.
Ethan said in our group chat, he goes, "I hope you can grow your hair out by tomorrow morning." And I just wrote back, "He has a bag of wigs."
I do.
So and I don't. I'm nervous a little bit about what your interpretation of me is going to look like.
I'll just say this. I think I've really encapsulated you.
Oh.
And, like, not maybe outwardly, but inwardly. Like, your soul.
My spirit?
Yeah.
My soul?
Yeah. You'll see.
Are you going to be a jerk?
I don't know, man.
That hesitation
That's a long pause.
Is what I needed to know. 2 p.m.
It does deserve a reveal, though.
I am already dressed like Brad.
Yeah.
I got my Adidas jacket on and a Cardinals shirt on. I didn't know what else to do. There's not much else. No.
Grow a beard.
Nailed it.
So I could grow a beard, but I can't. So I didn't. You have any beards in that
Yeah, I probably do. I didn't bring the bag, but I probably have some beards in there. I know I have mustaches in there.
We are raising funds to reach this super tall order of $15,000 for a Lutheran Education Scholarship that will help children in our area, in our listening area, in St. Louis. The money stays here. And if we get to $15,000, they are going to match $10,000. Originally, they set out and they're like, we could raise like $5,000. I was like, I think we can do more than that. I want to put the pressure on my people. And now I'm in the middle of the week going, oh, my gosh, we should have just really like hit the ball out of the park with $5,000 and been like, oh, high fives all around. But that $15,000 mark is so important to hit, because once this scholarship is endowed, it's established, it's perpetual. We can continue to add to it maybe annually or whatever, but it will continue to bless kids going forward as it continues to grow. And so I'm asking you, if you've ever appreciated the idea of school choice, if you have ever appreciated the idea of parochial education, if you've ever appreciated your Lutheran faith and you are connected here to the show because you know that I'm Lutheran, I do talk about my faith. Ryan and Brad are not Lutheran, but they often share their faith as well. It's important to the fabric of this show from noon to three. We want to make more St. Louis families in Missouri and Illinois have access to that strong foundation. And by doing so, we need you to donate. LESA, Lisa, LESASTL.org/Annie. That's where you go to donate. And I'm here to tell you that right now, we are just short of $7,000.
Oh, great. That's good.
The goal for today was going to be $9,000, because we're trying to go $3,000 every day. If we do that, we'll get to 15. We're very close to $7,000. So if you can go on to the website right now, Lisa, LESASTL.org/Annie, $25 can help us get there. We've had donations of $1,000. Whatever you are capable of doing, please consider that generosity. Once we get done with it this week, I won't talk about it anymore, but please help us get across the finish line. Lisa, STL.org/Annie.